Okay, Magvir Otai. So I'd like to begin a new sefer tonight, which is the sefer Ahavas Chesed of Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is very famous. He's the author of the Mishnah Berurah. He's also the author of the Chafetz Chaim. He lived 1839 until 1933. Very good. That's worth an extra. That's an extra quarter of a point, right? So the Chafetz Chaim actually wrote many different Sfarim, and the Sefer Ahavas Chesed is a Sefer that hasn't been as popular as some of his other Sfarim, but it's really very interesting. What the Chafetz Chaim tries to do in this Sefer is he does both the halachos of what Chesed is. How does a person go about doing Bikur Cholam and Hachnasas Arachim, etc.? Although his focus is mostly on mitzvos of chesed involving money, involving lending money, etc. So that's a good chunk of the sefer. But he throws in there a lot of statements of Chazal and Musar, etc. to encourage a person to go about doing chesed. The Ahavas Chesed was written in 1888, which I'm not mistaken. You have to tell me if this came up in the Gedolim class.
Rabbeinu Hirsch, yeah.
Rabbeinu Hirsch died in 1888. You're like, Rabbeinu Hirsch is 1808 to 1888. Yeah. Very good. But that's totally unrelated to what I want to say now. But 1888, I believe, is the year that the first volume of the Mishnah Berurah came out also. So he came out with Ahavas Chesed the same year as the first volume of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, the way we begin Ahavas Chesed actually is we read the Haskama. The Haskama to Ahavas Chesed, you should be able to find it both on Hebrew books and it's on YU Torah. You hit on Sifrei Chafetz Chaim and Ahavas Chesed is there. And the first Haskama that's written to the Ahavas Chesed is the Haskama of the Netziv. Now, the Netziv and the Chafetz Chaim had a good relationship, a wonderful relationship. The Chafetz Chaim does not quote many contemporaries. He does quote the Netziv in a few places, and Ahavas Chesed, he quotes the Netziv very often. And the Netziv, in his Haskama to the Ahavas Chesed, writes that we have this great tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Zohar Meir Kohen, he wrote the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon, and he's writing the Mishnah Berurah, and his Sfarim are being accepted by everybody. And at this point, I'm reading the wrong Haskama. He writes like this, the first Haskama is from Rabbi Yosef, the son of Raphael, and Shlomo, the son of Yisomei Akayin of Vilna. Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna has comments on the Shas. But Haskama the Netziv is the second one. And he has a few interesting lines. He says, I saw that the great Tzaddik Chafetz Chaim wrote this book, Ahavas Chesed. He wrote many other helpful books. And you should know that people think that Chesed is just a nice thing to do, but really you have to recognize that there is mitzvahs min ha-Torah to do it. Va'avar yoser. Let me explain more. It's like the second paragraph here. De be'emes klal gemilas chasodim hu kiyum ha'olam. Doing Chesed is what keeps the world going. U'deksiv olam chesed yibona. V'chobas ha'odam v'zal tziraso. Every individual has an obligation to do chesed. And that's why it says, right at the beginning of creation, when two people were created, Vatosef Loledes es Achiv es Hevel, high S is an extra word. The Torah should just say, Vatosef Loledes es Hevel. The word S is extra. It says in the Tziv, I explained in my commentary, Hamek Dovar, that what it tells me is that to be a human being, you have to have someone else who you could help. The idea is that to be a human, you need some sense of brotherhood, we'll call it sisterhood in this room, you need some sense of connection to others. Kayin, at the beginning, Kayin hisnai came betchila, upirneis meavodas adama, shalo es hevel achiv, ashaloha ya ovid adama. Kayin at the beginning supported his brother Hevel through his work of the land, and because the original idea of Es Achiv, Es Hevel, is that we're supposed to take care of each other, this is why everyone is mechuyev in chesed. In other words, the Netziv is commenting that that extra word S tells me that even non-Jews have an obligation in chesed, and that's why mishum hachi nischayvu anshei stom kloya b'shvur shalom hechziku yedei ani ve'evion v'hishchisus tzuras ha'adam. The reason why Stom had to be destroyed is because they didn't have chesed. They didn't do chesed. Right, again, the destruction of Sodom, the psukim speak about how it's because Yad Ani Ve'evyo No Hechziku, even though in common parlance we attribute other sins to Stom. In English, the term sodomy has nothing to do with not supporting other people. But nonetheless, the Navi speaks about Sodom not doing chesed. Goyim are also metzuva in chesed. Point one. Point two. And this is the interesting point. B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov muzharim b'teva amitzvazu. The Netziv has a line over here that they are muzharim b'teva. Anyone want to explain that line to me?
That, like, naturally Jews are more conscious, aware, careful about
right,
it.
Right, so that's what you could say. Naturally they're more conscious, but that's not what the words mean. Muzharim b'teva means
more careful.
What's azhara? What's muzhar?
Warned.
Warned, or more precisely, we have a commandment, an obligation, b'teva. This netziv is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Jewish people with a natural shlosha simanu yesh ba'uma, that were machmanim by shanim gomri chasodim, and our nature itself commands us to be gomri chesed. The way Hashem created us, that we have this capacity for chesed, that itself commands us to do chesed. Meaning, according to the Netziv, even had the Torah not given us mitzvos of chesed, by virtue of the fact that it's implanted in our DNA, ki'ilu, that tells us that we would have to do the mitzvah anyway. The Netziv's comment is thank you. Netziv's comment is that there is no specific mitzvah that's given for Gemilas Chesed. Im Shamoa Tishmu Bekoli Ushmartim Esprisi V'yisam Yiskula Mikola Amim Kili Kola Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to be special to me, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded the Hamon Am to do chesed at the time of Matan Torah. Says the Netziv, the reason for that is, Agamilas chesed lo hisir klal, ba'asher shemei atzmam heim muzharim alze. Ma'asher enkein legedola Yisrael, hisir gam agamilas chesed, v'shiyehe lo mitzad hateva v'seichal anushi ela l'shem shemayim. The Netziv understands that the Psukim at Matan Torah, the Psukim that Kadosh Baruch Hu commands the Jewish people, and he distinguishes Kol Samar Beis Yaakov V'Sagi L'Vnei Yisrael, Beis Yaakov, the Hamon Am, has no specific tzivui of chesed. The Hamon Am does chesed because it comes naturally to them. But for the Gedola Yisrael, there's a tzivui that we should not, that the Gedola Yisrael should not do chesed just because it's b'teva. Rather, they should do chesed because Hashem commanded them to do so. Okay, so let's take a step back. What does this mean? So first of all, what the Netziv is saying is that our natural tendencies create an obligation that we have. There's a whole discussion. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zichron Livracha wrote an essay that's famous about whether there's an ethic independent of halacha. Right? This is like modern Orthodox required reading, like top five. And that's the idea of natural law. Natural law, philosophically, is something that everyone, all of humanity, has. The Netziv is kind of playing around with that idea. He's saying, Goyim have a tzivui in chesed. Jews have a tzivui in chesed in two parts. Every single Jew on the planet has a tzivui in chesed because that's who you are. But above and beyond that, there's a specific tzivui not only to do chesed because it's part of you, but to do chesed because Hashem said so. We would do chesed anyway. Not only would we do chesed anyway, we would be required to do it anyway. How? Because it sounds like it's some sort of almost natural law requirement. Because it's part of our DNA. But the tzivoy of chesed is that we should not only do chesed because it's part of us, but we should do chesed because the Ribbono Shel Olam told us to do it.
Why would that only be for like higher tier?
So I think what he means is that that for the average person, they might not be able to chap this level of doing chesed because the Ribbono Shel Olam said it. The average person might only do chesed because it's the right thing to do.
Does that imply there's like a bigger mile in doing it because like Hashem commanded us to do it?
Right. Which is kind of funny. Like, if anything, you would think that it's a bigger mila to do chesed because you see the person needs something. My understanding of the Netziv, again, you have to read this yourself and tell me if I'm reading it incorrectly. My understanding of the Netziv's Hakdama over here is that he's saying that there's a bigger mila of chesed when you do it because Hashem said so. You would do it anyway, and you're mitzuvah to do it anyway. It's almost like a natural law type of tzivoy, but nonetheless, when you do it because Hashem said so, that makes it more significant.
Don't we have that principle with everything, like Gadol HaMetzuveh?
So Gadol HaMetzuveh, Mishein HaMetzuveh, might be in terms of receiving schar. Right? That if a person is obligated to do a mitzvah, so the person gets more reward, the Balei HaTaisus explained there in Kedushin, because since you have an obligation, therefore you also have a Yetzirah who's telling you not to do it.
But if it's just your natural inclination, you don't have a Yetzirah
If it's just my natural inclination, I might not have a Yetzirah, but when that natural inclination presents a Chiyuv on its own, presumably you still have a Yetzirah. This isn't just natural inclination.
Because I would say that like the Gedolim have less of a Yetzirah not to do Chesed than the average person. We're weaker.
Probably.
See, that sounds backwards.
But the average everyone's going to do, the Netziv is saying, everyone's going to do chesed. Why? It's the right thing to do. How could you not do chesed? It's like part of you. The only thing is, for the Gedolim, they're going to do chesed because Hashem told them to do it. They're not only going to do it because it's the proper thing to do. They'll do it because they're doing it as a mitzvah.
That doesn't imply that everyone else isn't mitzvah, just that they can't get
No, everyone is mitzvah, but what motivates me to do the chesed? Am I motivated just because I see the poor person in front of me? Right? Which itself is an obligation. Or am I motivated because Hashem is said to take care of that poor person?
Why does he break it down into like three? Like non-Jewish Jews and then this other... Like, because Hashem commanded. I think the first level seems to be the same, that both Jews and non-Jews alike have the same natia for, like...
I get the impression when I'm reading this, is that he's saying that non-Jews also have a mitzvah of chesed.
Right.
Hara Yisdom was punished. But for non-Jews, it's not b'teva.
Notice Hashem...
Right? It's almost like the non-Jews are ki'ilu like the gedolim. It's like one in three. Right?
No, but...
No, the non-Jews have to do chesed, not because it's built in their DNA, but because they're supposed to do chesed. Hashem wants them to do chesed. Why was Sodom punished for not doing chesed? Right? I mean, Jews, I understand, have to do chesed, it's in their teva. But how come the people Sodom weren't Jewish, as far as I know? So, this requires a lot of thought, but the source that the Netziv is bringing out...
And we're just saying, because I also thought, I was talking about like human nature in general. Meaning
before, like, previously with Mishar and Teva, I had suggested that it was like a Jewish thing. But that's not how he... But then...
Well, I mean, his line about Mushar and Beteva is a Jewish thing. B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Mushar and Beteva, where Rachman and Bashan and Gomel Chasodem. Non-Jews also have to do chesed. But for them, it's not Beteva. What is the tzivoy for non-Jews to do chesed? I don't know.
Like one of the Sheva Mitzvah, like...
So the Netziv writes in the parentheses, yeah, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Netziv writes in parentheses, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, just because the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a line, Kum va'aseh lo kachashiv. The Sheva Mitzvahs don't have any... the Sheva Mitzvahs aren't in the positive, in the affirmative, Kum va'aseh.
Yeah,
now the Chofetz Chaim himself, by the way, in the Hakdama, disagrees with this line of the Netziv. Chofetz Chaim assumes that Goyim are not obligated on Chesed. But the Netziv here, it's like a little bit of a strange type of Haskama to a Sefer when you're disagreeing with what it says inside the Sefer. Rav Moshe Feinstein has that in a few places. Rav Moshe wrote a Haskama on a Sefer about how to build an Erev in Manhattan. And the Haskama basically says, I completely disagree with everything it says here, but the person who wrote is a Talmud Chacham and he needs to earn money, so buy his book. There's one other Haskama there at Moshe wrote about this. There's a Sefer Me'afar Kumi. There was a fellow from Brooklyn who, in middle of high school, made Aliyah in the 80s, a fellow Tzvi Glatt, and he learned in Merkaz HaRav, and he was killed in Chevron on a Friday night on some sort of guard duty. And after he was killed, they found his notes encouraging all of his friends back in Brooklyn to make Aliyah, and they published it as a sefer. And the whole sefer is basically arguing with Rav Moshe Feinstein, because Rav Moshe feels that the mitzvah to make Aliyah is only a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. In other words, if you make Aliyah, you get points, but there's no obligation to make Aliyah. So this guy, Tzvi Glatz, wrote a whole sefer arguing with Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe writes a haskama to the sefer. Every single thing he says is wrong. I agree with what I wrote in my tshuva. Nonetheless, right, Nebuch, he was killed on Kiddush Hashem, you should buy this sefer and read it. Like, it's kind of impressive. Huh? It's kind of impressive, no? The point, this Haskama of the Netziv is actually relatively famous, but it requires a lot of work. Like, what is the obligation for Goyim to do Chesed if it's not Muzhar and Beteva? Right, where does that come from? Well, I know that they have it. He writes that it should be a Kaddish Baruch Hu one she'ach v'shoreres b'nisheha. Just Brias HaOlam. It almost sounds like a natural law type of idea, but for the Jewish people, this natural law idea is like more ingrained in us.
Go hand in hand with the tzivoy.
But the tzivoy is because Hashem created Kayin and Hevel.
Yeah, but okay. Meaning, I would have said that because Hashem endowed us whatever with like this natural inability, therefore we're too good to do something with it. Whereas that creating people with that human nature still exists, there's just no tzivoy.
Man, that could be. Again, it requires a lot of thought. He goes on. He speaks about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and the mitzvah of Halva'ah, that these are both chok and mishpat. That's basically the way he develops it. Non-Jews are obligated to lend money to each other. That's like the mishpat element. For Jews, there's the chok element, that I have to lend money to you without ribbis, which means I'm losing money to lend you money. Money earns money, right? I would get interest in the bank. Now that I'm lending you money, so I'm getting the same $100 back that I gave you, but one second, if I would have kept the money, I'd have $102, not $100. I only get $100 back. I'm losing money. There's a chok element for Jewish...
You invested it. But you could argue that you're getting sachar, which is worth more than the $2 of interest.
Enochanami. But the non-Jews.
Then it's not a chok.
But the non-Jews are also getting sachar. Again, the fact that I get reward doesn't take away from the chok element of it.
No,
the fact that kalape shemaya, like there's para aduma. No one understands para aduma. If you do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you points. I don't think the reward that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us takes away from the chok
no,
element.
No, I don't mean it takes away from the chok. I mean it lichora maybe takes away from the you lose out by not investing it. Because you're still gaining from lending it. You're just gaining it in a different form.
Right. Again, so for $2, I could hear that. If it would be a couple of $1,000, I mean, pardon me, but I'm not that frum.
Right.
Okay. The Netziv then goes on. He quotes Ukvar be'arnu leharchiv dover and bereishis the psukim in Sefer Tehillim. Vayitosh mishkan shilo ohel shikin bo adam. Vayivkar shevet Yehudas harzion asher ohev. The Ribbono Shel Olam originally had the mishkan in Yosef, mishkan of Shilo. And then he gave up on that. Vayitosh mishkan shilo, and he chose Shevet Yehuda Hartzion. The aim of war mashmas ohel shikein ba'adam. The pasuk says Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave up on mishkan shilo. Ohel shikein ba'adam. What do those words mean? V'chibes hamikdash Hashem Yehuda lo haya ba'adam. May asher ahev. What does it mean? Ohel shikein ba'adam Hartzion asher ahev. Hakadosh Baruch Hu elo ha'inyan. The Shilo, which is in Shevet Yosef, has nothing to do. Lo haya b'schus ha-Torah. Shelo haya b'Shevet Yosef har be-Torah. Ela b'schus gemilas chesed. U'kamo shebe-yarno in Sefer Shmos. U'mishum rov gemilas chesed hishkin ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu shchinas o'sham. V'zehu devar ha-mishorer asher shikein ba'adam. Right? The Netziv, again, Netziv is into like this type of machshava. He says that Shevet Yosef isn't a Shevet that represents Torah. It represents Gemilas Chesed. Gemilas Chesed is Ohel Shikain Ba'adam, the mitzvah Sheba Mitzad Shehu Adam Lo Mikoach HaTorah SheYisrael Miyuchadim Ba. Al Kain Bachar Es Shevet Yehuda Shayu Balei Torah. V'Dabar HaMelech Kava Yeshiva HaRtzion Ol Mishar Shera HaMakom Miyuchad Beis HaMikdash etc. Vainos HaRtzion Asher Ahev. The fact that I think what the Netziv is saying is that the difference between the Beis HaMikdash, which was in Yehuda, and the Mishkan Shilo, which was in Yosef, is Shilo is Bizuchus Gemilas Chesed. The Beis HaMikdash is Bizuchus Torah. Yehuda is a Shevet of Torah. The Lishkas HaGozes, where the Sanhedrin sat, only was present in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishkan, you never had a Sanhedrin right next to the Makom of Avoda. The destruction of Mishkan Shilo came about because of a complete insensitivity to Chesed. There's Gilei Arayos and Bizayon Kachim. Gilei, right? In other words, so let's go slowly. The sons of Eli probably didn't really do Gilei. Sons of Eli, we'll be done like 1 minute. Sons of Eli didn't really do Gilei Arayos. What they did is that a woman is coming to be makriv her karbanos, and they tell her, just wait a minute. There's a certain insensitivity that they had to the human condition, because the people accepted on themselves a chumrah not to be with their husbands until after they brought the carbon, which isn't necessary, me'ikar adin, and the sons of Eli disregarded the human needs of these people. So they say, just wait, just wait, just wait. It wasn't really Gilei Arayos. Kol amar b'nei Eli chata, enu ela tole. Right? Like everybody else. Like, no one ever sinned. Come on. But the basic point is that Mishkan Shilo is destroyed because of the insensitivity to people, which is the opposite of Chesed. Shilo is supposed to be in Yosef, which is the place of Chesed. It's not about Torah. It's not about Torah. The Beis HaMikdash is more connected to Torah. Again, These are very broad ideas that the Netziv says, as I wrote over here, as I wrote over here, as I wrote over here. Amir Hashem, next time we learn, I guess we'll start talking about the Chofetz Chaim himself. Tonight we just spoke about the Netziv and his Akdama. Okay, Chabra, thank you for coming.
Thank you.